The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
A Limerick TD has called for the Defence Forces to assist Gardaí to police the town of Rathkeel over future Christmas and New Year periods. This follows a number of alleged incidents in the town over the recent festive season. Our reporter Barry White joins us now. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat, good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Why is Independent TD Richard O'Donoghue calling for the army to be drafted in?
Well, Pat, there was a huge influx of travellers into the town of Rathkeel over the Christmas period this year again. And that's despite the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, when people have been told not to travel and to stay at home. And West Limerick TD Richard O'Donoghue has called for the army to be drafted in because there has been a number of incidents in the town over the Christmas period. For example, Gardaí are currently investigating a bare-knuckle fight, which is alleged to have occurred in the town last week. Videos showing a fight in the town centre were shared online, while there are also a number of videos which have been widely shared on social media of house parties in Rathkeel over Christmas, with dozens of people in attendance at these parties. And Deputy O'Donoghue says that should not have been happening, given that the country is in the grip of a pandemic.
We have a serious issue of the community that comes home here at Christmas time. 3 weeks of destruction, they're leaving their aftermath. Our problem is the 3 weeks of Christmas, the people that come back here at Christmas, not even from Ireland, and they come back here and they think this is party central. This has to be stopped. And people want to keep safe, people want to be safe. And we all want to enjoy our Christmases and we all want to enjoy our families. But when people come back here and treat this like party central, that's not good enough. Everyone has to respect the law and respect the people around them.
There has been a rise in the incidence rate of COVID cases here. Do you think the reason for that is because of the influx of people that have come here over the Christmas period?
There has been a rise of people, but a lot of those people came back from the UK, where that extra variant was coming from. And yes, it has definitely added to it. Also, with some of the parties that they were holding within houses here, has also added to it. But an awful lot of people that seen the videos of these house parties, there was 99% of them were not local. These are not local people from Rathkeel. Why are they trying to give Rathkeel a bad name? Rathkeel is a good, vibrant town, good people. We have a problem at Christmas time and we need the government to help.
So what help are you asking for? What can be done here?
I'm asking for the army to get involved here at Christmas time, to be a presence on the street, to help the Gardaí, to make sure that we have the proper policing here and let them know that if they come home at Christmas, they have to respect the people that are here and respect the town and the businesses that are here. We're here all year round and people want to shop here and they can't get into their own town at Christmas time. That is the problem. They have no respect for the people that are within Rathkeel.
You may be accused of being anti-traveller here, because if there was hundreds of people who came here who weren't travellers, would you still be calling for the army to come in?
100%. I'm not anti-traveller. Everyone is entitled to their culture, but everyone is entitled to respect. Respect the people that are here. Respect the area of Rathkeel. It doesn't matter if you're a local from the community or if you're from the travelling community or if you're coming in here from any country.
And that's a bit of a mystery, because we were all told before Christmas not to come home. And yet, obviously, huge numbers of vehicles came via Rosslare to Rathkeel without being turned back by government. And as we know, no testing at all at the ports. But Barry, you spent the day in Rathkeel yesterday. How busy was the town?
Yeah, it was extremely busy, Pat. It was very, very busy. Now, I've been to Rathkeel around Christmas before. I was there 2 years ago. And I have to say, yesterday is as busy as I've ever seen the town. You would not think that there is an ongoing pandemic. There was literally hundreds of cars and vans around. Many of the cars and vans were parked up in the street. But there was also lots of cars full of young men driving around the town, revving their engines. And there would be four or five people in these cars. There was also dozens of children hanging about the streets. I counted one group of over 30 kids standing on the street corner, none of them wearing a face mask. Now, Pat, I did try to get to speak to some members of the traveller community, but nobody would speak to me. I did speak to one older man. He says he had travelled over from England for a funeral, but he didn't want to go on tape. There was another man I stopped as well. He says he also travelled from England. He travels over every year, but again, he didn't want to go on tape. But there was also a carload of young men who stopped me on the street and told me they'd box the head off me if I didn't leave the area. So it did feel slightly intimidating there yesterday. And I've never felt intimidated in Rathkeel before, and I've been there many times before. And these locals I spoke to told me they've also felt very intimidated over this Christmas period.
It's the usual, a bunch of kids running around in packs of 15, 60. They're constant driving around and around in vehicles. That's it, like, as I say, I don't know. I don't go up there, like,
Did you expect it to be different this year with COVID, though, that there wouldn't be as many people here?
We did, yes, but next thing they all ended, about a week before Christmas and after Christmas and everything, like, so after that, I don't know.
Now, you say you've avoided the town purposely. Do you think locals are avoiding the town and doing their shopping elsewhere now?
Yes, of course. The elderly, like, are afraid because in case they get knocked over by the kids running around and things like that. And
well, unbelievably, there's a huge influx. And they don't seem to be bothered about COVID. They're hanging around together in bunches, young and old. They don't seem to be bothering them. Going in and out to the shop, you have to ask them to wear the mask. But how they're getting away or how there's nothing happening to them, I don't know.
And there has been a huge increase in COVID cases here.
Oh, there has. In Holywood, Limerick and West Limerick especially. Where it came from, I don't know. But it don't seem to be bothering our influx of travellers in here.
I've just taken a walk up through the town today. There's literally hundreds of cars still around here. Still fairly busy.
Like, normally they leave after Christmas. But a lot of them would be around until about Paddy's Day. But this year, will they be able to leave the place? Or where can they go to? I don't know. It's a bit of a worry, all right, if they hang around.
And what was Christmas like here? What was their behaviour like?
It was desperate at night time, and the noise and the litter on the street was unbelievable. And they were definitely partying, going from house to house. I would say it was slightly rougher, like. I think there was a bigger crowd in. There seemed to be a different crowd, strangers to me, a lot of them. Because I would know a lot of the older ones, but not the younger ones. They look to be a different gang among them this year.
Now, Barry, some of the locals mentioned the increase in the rate of COVID-19 in the area, and it is pretty startling what's happened there.
Yeah, the 14-day incident rate has surged for the Adair Rathkeel Municipal District over the past fortnight. And the latest data released by the Health Protection Surveillance Centre shows that the area now has the second highest 14-day incident rates in the country, with a rate of 2,010 per 100,000 people. In fact, if you crunch the figures, 1 in 50 people have tested positive in the Adair Rathkeel Municipal District between December 22nd and January 4th. So 2% of the population there now have tested positive for COVID. And seeing the crowds I saw around the town yesterday, I'm honestly not surprised by these figures. There wasn't too many people wearing masks for what I could see. And one local nurse I spoke to, who again did not want to be named or recorded, told me they actually feared that the number of positive cases in the area could actually be a lot higher, as a lot of people with symptoms haven't actually went to get tested.
Dear, oh dear. Anyway, to conclude, Barry, what are the Gardaí saying? Are they saying they could do with the help of the army next Christmas?
Yeah, well, Pat, I put a number of questions to Gardaí. Firstly, I asked them, do they need the help of the army? Regarding this, they said they do not respond to comments made by third parties, i.e. Deputy Richard O'Donoghue. But I also asked them, or asked the Gardaí, why are they not enforcing COVID-19 guidelines in Rathkeel? Because there was no Gardaí around there yesterday, and it was very busy, as I say, in the streets. Like, Pat, Rathkeel, for what I could see yesterday, is busier than Dublin at the minute. So I put it to Gardaí, why are they not enforcing COVID-19 guidelines? And basically, to summarise the response I got to this, Gardaí say they aren't enforcing because, well, they're only guidelines. They say regarding face coverings, they are mandatory in public transport and in commercial and public buildings. But if there are crowds gathering in the streets not wearing masks, like I witnessed, well, there is nothing Gardaí can do because the wearing of face coverings in open spaces and crowded areas and social distancing are public health guidelines only and are not penal regulations. And Gardaí can only enforce penal regulations. So it seems there's basically nothing Gardaí can do.
Yeah, one of the texters just popped up. Why aren't laws properly enforced? This is utter nonsense. People cannot be allowed just to disregard the rules. And it turns out they're only guidelines anyway. So they can do what they like and the Gardaí can do nothing. This is nonsense.
And that is in the statement from Gardaí they gave me. They said they can only enforce penal regulations. And most of the COVID-19 advice here is just guidelines. So there's basically nothing they can do. If you're on public transport or if you're in a shop or if you're in a public building, you have to wear a mask. But if you're gallery on the street, you don't have to wear a mask. Again, when it comes to the 5K, again, that's just a guideline. Now, I also had to try to contact Pavy Point regarding the calls to draft in the army. To date, I haven't got a response, but I do know that before Christmas, the Travellers' Rights group Pavy Point had warned that the traditional Christmas return from Britain of members of the travelling community to Rathgill could threaten a significant increase in COVID-19 cases in the town. And they had advised people not to travel back. But from what I seen yesterday, a lot of people didn't take on that advice.
And the numbers of COVID-19 cases do not lie. Barry White, thank you very much for joining us. Lots of comments coming in on that.